Mark Tegubin, hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to taste and see that the Lord is good. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And he's talking about spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. The hunger and the thirst that the majority of the people in this world have. A hunger and a thirst for the truth, and they can't find it, because Satan has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them, and they should be saved. That's why it's our privilege as born-again believers to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ and his power to liberate and deliver and set one free from the bondage and control and dominion of sin. What a privilege to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to know and experience the love of God, to watch God work in and through our lives to his honor, his glory, and his praise. Well, we're continuing in our talk about good news, and we're talking about this little book that the Lord used to open my eyes to truth as a young boy. It's called a wordless book. And we're looking at the first page of the wordless book, which is a gold page. And we've been talking about heaven, that glorious and beautiful place to which every child of God goes when they depart from this earthly walk and from their physical body. And so we've been reading about sin that indwells these bodies, and how that there's coming a day we'll be delivered from these bodies of sin. And so we've read Romans chapter 7, verse 1 through verse 14 through verse 25, and I'd like to read to you 2 Corinthians 5, 8. As the Apostle Paul said, after a glorious experience he had, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You see, beloved, death for the believer is not a horrible and terrible experience. It's simply a move from this physical body with indwelling sin into the glorious, sinless presence of Almighty God and our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians 5, 8, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And beloved, those that we know who have gone on before, we've learned not to grieve for them, but to rejoice in knowing that they're in the presence of the Lord. Their battles with the old flesh are over. They've been delivered from the body of death, and they are now in the presence of the Lord God, enjoying beauty and glory and wonder, and enjoying Jesus as never before, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Our Lord has taken the sting out of death, beloved. He's taken the sting out of death. In 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 57, let me read to you what is in store for every born-again believer, for every child of God. In verse 54 of 1 Corinthians 15, so when this corruptible, this physical earthly body that has corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, yes, beloved, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, beloved, victory in Jesus. I love that old song, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin and gives us victory in Jesus. And so, beloved, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And the Lord God has taken the sting out of death. Now let me illustrate to you. There was a little girl that was allergic to bee stings. She and her father were driving along when a bee flew into the car. The little girl began to cry out of fear, but the father reached out and grabbed the bee, which stung him. He opened his hand to show the little girl, his daughter, the stinger on his hand. Now you do not have to be afraid, because I took the stinger, so the bee can't hurt you. Oh, beloved, that is what Jesus Christ did for you and me. He took the stinger out of death by dying in our place for our sin. The sting of death is sin. Jesus took our sin. He paid the penalty for our sin. He took the stinger out of death for you and for me. And so, beloved, we do not have to be afraid of death. It's simply a moving day for the child of God, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Jesus Christ has taken the stinger out of death. And, oh, I love what Romans chapter 12 tells us. And, beloved, if you have your Bible and are able to, I hope you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 12. I want to read to you verse 1 and 2. Well, let's go to chapter 8 first. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Did you notice that, beloved? Right now, if you are in Christ, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, beloved, you are in Christ. And you were placed there by God the Father. Remember John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood. That is, we weren't born because our parents accepted the Lord as Savior. That didn't make us a Christian. No, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, We weren't born again because someone willed us to be born again or to be made a child of God. Some organization said, if you do this ceremony, you'll be a child of God. No, nor of the will of man. This isn't of man. No man can bring somebody else into the family of God. We can present the gospel, but it's the Holy Spirit of God who does the work of salvation and draws an individual to the Lord God. But this new birth is of God. Notice that in verse 13. But of God. This salvation is a work of Almighty God. He's the one that does it, beloved. He's the one that delivers one from the bondage of sin and gives him life eternal. Now, if you'll look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30, verse 27, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world. This is 1 Corinthians 1:27. And God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He's chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. God is the one who does this, beloved. He's the one who makes salvation a reality through the work of the Holy Spirit. And thus, verse 1 of Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Beloved, I'm not condemned. I'm uncondemned before God. God sees me as pure and clean and holy and righteous. He sees me as justified, as Romans 3 points out, because I've been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ that has been applied to my spirit. And the Holy Spirit has done that work of salvation, moving into my spirit to represent God the Father and God the Son living in me. So there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.